KTAR Eyes on Education, a new initiative is working to develop innovative new practices for special education. And a big name in Arizona schooling is on board. KTAR's Luke Forstner joins us live from the News Center with the story.
Well, Becky, that collaborative effort is called Project Oasis. Former State Superintendent of Public Instruction Kathy Hoffman, now with ASU's Mary Lou Fulton Teachers College, is helping spearhead the initiative.
Bringing together community members and educators alongside ASU faculty to ultimately be providing our communities and our schools with best practices and innovative ideas on how to serve students with disabilities.
Hoffman explains they'll be working to research how to improve special education programs in several ways.
We will be studying some of our high-performing schools and districts in terms of those that are serving students with disabilities.
Plus, tackling the issue of staffing.
In Arizona, the turnover rate of special education teachers is actually around 20%. There's major staffing shortages. So one of the areas we'll be studying is some of these innovative educator workforce models.
And how to best prepare students for the future.
Now there are students with disabilities, but someday they will be adults. We want to make sure they have every opportunity to be working and be independent as much as possible.
And although special education will be Project Oasis's focus, Hoffman stresses that their work will be to benefit all students.
Oasis is an acronym, and it's optimizing access for students in schools. While our focus is on special education, you know, in order to address our special education programs, we need to look at the bigger system.
Project Oasis recently had its first meeting, which brought together experts and stakeholders from a variety of fields.
In this first year, we're really aiming to get a better grasp on the data that we have available and start developing some of these pilot studies so that we can publish on that and then ultimately to inform the practices across the state.
Live from the News Center, Luke Forstner, KTAR News.